This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how quickly we forget. So in this series, we're focusing on those things that Christ really wants us to remember. And first, we must start by remembering Him and His provision for His children. But here's an example, though, of how we can forget. So Jesus was out in the wilderness teaching to a very large crowd of people, and it started getting late. The disciples said to Jesus, "We're in the wilderness, so let's send the people back to the villages to buy food before it gets too late." Jesus told them, "That's not necessary. We will feed the people here with what we have." The disciples, of course, were astonished because they saw that they only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Christ took the bread and fish, looked up to the heavens, gave thanks, and began to distribute the food. In the end, there was enough to feed everyone, and there were even bags of leftovers. Now, this is captured in Matthew chapter 14. Fast forward to chapter 15, and a similar situation occurred. This time, it involved feeding about 4,000 people. Again, the disciples asked Jesus, "And where would we get enough food out here in the wilderness for everyone?" So my initial thought was, how quickly we forget. Jesus just showed you how he could provide for 5,000 people in the wilderness, and you're questioning him about his ability to provide for 4,000? So as you lift up your prayers to God, have you too forgotten? Have you forgotten the masterful way that he provided for you once before and he will do it again? If so, remember these words, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old." Psalm 77:11. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember.